Here's a question. A logical question may come up of how do you send prayers to this magical, colorful Hindu temple, and how much does it cost? Well, the answer is the prayer must be written very clearly, typed or printed if possible, and it can be faxed, it can be sent on email, it can be sent in a letter, and if it is in a letter and you write a prayer to the devas or prayers to the gods, we won't open the letter, so don't put anything else in it that you want us to see. We'll put the sealed letter into the fire, and there's no charge. It's for free. Now, if the prayer is answered to your satisfaction, it is traditional to send a gift to the temple to keep the temple going. If it's not answered to your satisfaction, it's traditional not to send anything to the temple, but to send another prayer, maybe more clearly written, with more detail. The Kotavol Hindu Temple is just celebrating its 27th anniversary. It is connected to many of the major temples of India. In fact, at Chidambaram, the priests there call it Chidambaram West. Might ask the question, do you have to be a Hindu to send prayers to the Kotavol Temple? The answer is you can just be yourself, whoever you are, and give it a try, see if it works. Also, if the prayer is answered, it's only polite to send a message to the demonic forces, to the devas and the gods, telling what your prayer was and how it was answered. And show appreciation and thank you.